Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. I am totally excited about this guest today. Y'all may remember her as Christina Adela Krentos Davis from ABC's General Hospital. Yes, that's right. I'm talking about the incredibly sweet and incredibly talented Miss Lindsay Morgan. I'm not seeing her calling anywhere. So what we'll do is we'll hang out here for a few minutes until she does call in. And I believe we have her, folks. So, without further ado, let's bring on the lovely and talented Miss Lindsay Morgan.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lindsay?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you? This is Cody.
Hey, Cody, how are you? I'm good.
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Having breakfast. It's still breakfast time for West Coast. It's okay.
Right. But before we get into this, I did have somebody on Twitter wanted me to mention this to you. A Twitter follower with a handle of Always Be True. I'm not sure if you know who that is, but she said, as she said, she absolutely adores you and wishes you a luck on your Emmy pre-nomination, and she hopes she gets to chat with you soon or show you more of her fan art.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely know her and think she's great and is super supportive and makes these amazing collages that I don't know how she does it, but they're awesome.
I've seen several of them myself. They are pretty amazing.
Yeah, right? It's like they're so intricate.
I know it. As I was looking back through some of the shows that I've done, I noticed a theme going with these past three or four interviews I've done, and it's a southern thing because you're from Texas,
if
I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I am.
Well, about a month ago. Well, it's been in January, actually. I had Jen Lilly on, who is from Virginia. And then I had on Kelly Thebold, who is another Texan. So
that's right, yeah.
So I'm sensing a southern theme to this thing. And myself, I'm from Tennessee, so there you go.
Where in Tennessee?
West Tennessee.
Okay, my dad lived there for a hot second in Maryville.
So oh, awesome!
I've been there a couple summers.
A friend of mine's from Maryville.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I have a theory about that, and it's all the Southern, I feel there's a lot of Southerners in Los Angeles, and I'm
mm-hmm.
actually, I tend to be friends with them too. I notice I gravitate towards people in the South just naturally, and I think it's because we all think it's too cold in New York. So, we go to, so like, going to New York isn't an option. We just
yeah.
go to Los Angeles.
That might be
true. Yeah, because I love New York, but I can't handle that cold. You know, I just can't
mm-hmm.
hack it.
I understand that. I understand. And speaking of being from the South, there's nothing like growing up in the South, is there?
Oh, no, definitely not. Without a doubt.
It's absolutely best, I admit.
Yeah, it's so funny. And it's so funny now living on the West Coast and then because it's so different and meeting, and I'm always like, wow, I always think about how interesting it would be to grow up as a kid on the West Coast. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
just a totally different culture. And then it's funny because now I started to spend some of my summers in Rhode Island because
mm-hmm.
my mom got remarried, and so my stepfamily, that's, like, part of their tradition. So
right.
I came into, you know, like, when I was 20, I started going to the East Coast for the summers, and that just totally blew my mind. Like, they just have a whole different culture there with, you know, with their beach and grinders and croquet. It is
right.
like a whole new world, yeah, but it's,
mm-hmm.
And I'm just experiencing it all now. It's all great.
Oh, yeah. I did have a couple of fun kind of quirky questions for you. I kind of so fans can get to know you better as a person.
Oh,
so,
great.
what's currently on your DVR and your iPod right now?
Ooh, that's a good question. Okay. Currently on my DVR, I just finished it's Sherlock Holmes. It's the
mm-hmm.
BBC series. So, like, I just finished the season. So the season, there's only 3 episodes, and each episode is, like, an hour and a half long, so it's almost like a mini movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. Like, it's just so funny and intricate, and, like, I love period pieces, and, you know, I love, well, it's not a period piece, but, like, you know, they have accents, and they brought Sherlock Holmes back, and he's, like, a modern superhero just by being super brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah, and they have an actor playing him named Benedict Cumberbatch. Like, isn't that the most English name ever?
Mm-hmm.
And he is he's amazing. So I highly recommend that. My iPod, I'm on my computer right now. Let me see. I've been listening to a lot of kind of like, I get bored with music easily, so I just like, I'm always on the search for something obscure or new.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been listening to a lot of kind of like dance DJ music or whatnot, because I like to run or like, you know, spin or like ride bikes. So it's like I'm always trying to look for something upbeat. So there's like Calvin Harris on there.
Calvin Harris.
Yeah, right. So good.
I love him.
Called Nikki and the Dove, and they're kind of like a little bit of like Florence and the Machine meets as if Florence and the Machine, you know, had a DJ boyfriend. And
nice.
They made an album together. They're really good.
Yeah.
And this other group called Toro y Moi. I'm not sure exactly what that means. But they're super, like, chill kind of electronica. So, yeah, I'm going to branch out.
Yeah.
But that's what's up right now.
Huh. That's quite a collection, I got to say.
I know. I'm getting, I'm reaching.
Yeah.
I've exhausted all other, all other ways. All other
I'm
ba-
a big
fans.
A big music fan myself. I mean, I absolutely love music.
Yes, definitely.
I was actually in the high school band. So.
Oh.
So yeah.
That's awesome. I took piano lessons when I was 7 for like a week. And that is like one of my biggest regrets is giving up on that.
And not sticking with it, yeah.
Yeah, because I just have so much respect for people who can play an instrument. You know what I mean? And like, how cool is that? Like, you know, like, I don't know. I was in Vegas this past weekend or whatnot for my birthday, and we're in my friend's hotel room, and they had like a piano in there, and it was like beautiful, and we're all like sitting there, and we're like, does anyone know how to play? And everyone was like, no. It was so sad because it was like, how cool would it have been to have been just like, you know, oh, guys, consider on the piano while I play a tune. Or like, you know what I mean? Or like, if you're like that cool person who brings the guitar places, like, I don't know. I just always think those people are so cool who can do that.
I know this is late, but happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you. It's never too late.
Well, anyway. Okay. What drew you to the role of Christina? What drew you to that role initially?
You know, it's funny I was so new to the soap world, so I never really knew it before. But like, when they release a want for an actor for a role, they keep it super hush hush, like they don't tell us as actors anything. So like, what they do is they release a breakdown, and that's like the character description.
Right.
And it was like, it was so vague. It was like beautiful, fiery yet soulful. Like, you know,
yeah,
all
that's a little vague.
Like, it was like every, and it was so funny because it was like, you know, this, it could have been any girl. And I had literally 5 other girlfriends who I, you know, were in classes with or just friends with in L.A. that were all going out for the same role. And, you know, like 2 of them are, you know, were blonde. Then there was me. Then there was a black girl. Then there was 1 Asian girl. We were just like, wow, what do they want on this? Because usually, you know, they know like the look and they know exactly what they want. So, I'm pretty sure I auditioned for Star's role before she came on the show. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they released the breakdown that right in the beginning of the year before Star came to Port Charles, like requesting a girl like her, and that would sing.
That's interesting.
Isn't it? It's kind of funny, right?
That's interesting.
Yeah. So they keep it super hush-hush because they definitely don't want leaks, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But then, like, I ended up auditioning with some old, my audition scene was an old scene of Christina, of the prior Christina, played by Lexi, talking to her mom and dad about, you know, she didn't want to go back into therapy to talk to Sonny anymore. They're at Kelly's. And so, it's pretty funny they do that.
Mm-hmm. Another question I had, and my best friend will probably kill me if I don't ask this. He'll probably kill me.
Oh, well, you better ask it. Quick.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know, I want to say, like, I want to be that person who has no regrets, but I'm definitely not. Because I'm pretty self-critical. So I think the biggest thing I would change would be to not be so self-critical. Because it's like, you know, sometimes I'll get down to myself and I'll feel a extreme lack of confidence and insecurity. And Eric Valdez can probably tell you the most about my, you know, like, going kind of nuts and being able, like, I can't do this, I'm so stressed out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and he's so, like, you know, he has so much confidence and just, like, you know, just is this there, and he's like, I got this, and I'm the total opposite, where I'm like, I don't think I'm ready. I can't do this. You know, like, I'd be the worst person.
Oh, like, freaking out, yeah. I get that. I understand that.
I wish that my only thing was to have been more confident in the past with all my work and to have, you know, felt that extreme security that no matter what, like, you know, I can do this, you know, because it was myself that was holding myself back, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that would be what I'd change.
Huh, awesome. I always ask this of all my guests, away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, when you're back in Texas with your family and don't have to be 20 places at once, what's the real Lindsay Morgan like?
Well, I'd say that I'm pretty, I'd say even in Hollywood, I'm extremely boring and normal, and my friends all call me a hermit, and in college they called me a grandma, so. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a...
Okay.
I definitely... I'm kind of a book nerd. I like to read a lot. So when I have downtime and I'm not reading scripts, I'm usually just reading books. And I love TV and cereal and... you know, Little Debbie snacks. So
right.
I'm pretty, pretty extremely, like, normal in that aspect. But I'm also very much, like, that person who's, like, if some, like, I'll look up in the paper, like, oh, is there anything cool going on? Is there, like, a festival? Is there something to see? And then be the one who, like, drags out all my friends. You know, I'm like, guys, we should go to this crafting festival. It's at Sunday at 7 a.m. And they're like, oh, I don't think I'll be up that early. And I'm like, I will, because I'm a grandma, so you should come.
And that's just how I am.
Oh, okay, well, we can hang out then.
I understand that.
Yeah. My speed. Turtle speed.
Do you have any... a hidden talent, like a singing or anything?
Hidden talents, let's see. I wish I did. I'm extremely crafty, and I don't do it as much anymore, but I used to draw a lot and paint and sketch, and that used to be something that I was, you know, before I when I was kind of making my decision about acting, I kind of decided to focus on acting when I went to college, but I had to decide between that or visual art, because for a long time I was really, really focused on that art. So, and now that's kind of taken the wayside, but I make a pretty mean birthday card still for my friends.
What was the last song you bought on iTunes?
Wait, what was the lesson?
The last song that you bought on iTunes.
Oh, last song I bought on iTunes. That's a tough one. I told you, I'm a music junkie. I jump from everything. Let's see. I think it had to be I'm trying to look it up. I'm trying to give you an exact answer. I think it was the Calvin Harris CD, 18 Months.
Yeah.
That album. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. If you ever taken a a fan caller, too. Oh, we have one on the line.
Oh, okay, great.
And they just disappeared. Never mind.
Okay, never mind. Goodbye.
And they just disappeared.
Bye.
Never mind.
Nice talking to you.
But another a Twitter question I did have somebody sent me was, let's see if I can her name's Gina. If you're out there listening, Gina, what's up?
Hey, Gina.
She says, you're very proud of your Mexican heritage. Would you like for the show to incorporate Sonny and Christina's Cuban heritage? And in what way would you incorporate it?
I mean, Gina's definitely right. I've definitely been very, I mean, you can't deny it. My mom's Mexican and Spanish, and that, you know, my Latin culture has always been a thing I've always cherished because, you know, sometimes I feel like tradition and whatnot can get taken for granted if you don't keep incorporating it into your life. So I'm definitely a big social advocate for the Latino community, but also just the regular, I just love it. I love Mexican food. I love Mexican music. I love dancing, you know. So it's like I can't even get away from it even if I wanted to. I would love if General Hospital could incorporate something like that, you know, if, you know, maybe we could have some Spanish thrown in there, or we, you know, maybe, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with Kate and Sonny and all that. Maybe you could have a Mexican girlfriend. Maybe I could have a Mexican boyfriend. You know?
Yeah.
I do need a job, so maybe something like that. Maybe I could open a Mexican or the Cuban restaurant. I don't know. You know?
Right.
But it would be fun. It would be fun to definitely have that as a factor in Port Charles somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Because I grew up in Houston where there's tons of diversity, and it's just, you know, it's just so cool seeing all, and then L.A. now, it's like, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just fun being surrounded by tons of different cultures.
I think the caller's back, so if you want to take the fan call, we'll put them through, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, hold on. 610, you're alive with Lindsay Morgan.
Hello? Maybe.
Hello, 610.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello? There you are.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, my name's Davina.
Gina?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Gina. Were you just the Gina we were just talking about?
No.
Oh.
I kind of just tuned in.
My bad. Hi, Gina. How are you?
I'm a really big fan. I've, like, tweet you sometimes.
Oh, well, thank you.
I just wanted to know, like, what's your favorite part of acting?
Oh, that's a good question. Besides from kissing very attractive boys and getting paid to do it, my favorite part of acting would be the, I mean, it may sound a little cheesy, but the humanity of it. You know what I mean? Like, you ever watched, I just think it's like just the joy of like, being able to watch an acting scene and as an audience member, you know, because I love watching just as much as acting itself, you know, and having a scene make you cry or having a scene make you laugh and just, you know, even if it's on TV or even if it's live in the theater or wherever, like just, you know, having that experience and feeling that story, you know, it just reminds me that you're human, you know, that you're human and you're, you have a soul and you have a heart, and it's a beautiful thing. So I think we all run through our lives and it's very easily we very much get wrapped up and, you know, go to the dry cleaners and go to the bank and go to the grocery store and, you know, the mundanity of life. And then you turn on the TV and it's something that makes you feel warm inside and happy. So if I could bring that, you know, just like the ounce of what it's brought me to other people, then that's what I really love.
Pretty cool.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you, Gina.
Yeah, thank you, Gina.
Thank you for talking to me.
Of course.
Thanks. Bye.
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 I'm glad you brought that up because what you just told the caller, because this is not on the same scale as a professional actor, but when I was in college, I took several acting classes, and I have to be honest with you, I respect you guys so much.
Thank you. What happened? You didn't like it, or?
Well, originally, I'm a writer. I write screenplays and stuff. I'm a writer.
Well, I respect that so much. I can't.
That's what I do.
Gosh.
So I had taken some classes or some acting classes just to boost my overall writing skill. So
yeah, definitely.
So that's that. But
what did you think of it?
It was interesting, to say the least. It was interesting.
It's definitely
interesting.
That's without a doubt.
It was, like you said, just that a human connection, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Being up on stage, there's absolutely nothing like it.
That's true. It's very, it's very much everything. It can be scary. It can be very, you know, you feel exposed, you feel vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
It's liberating. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
There's an adrenaline rush. Yeah.
And I'll be honest.
It's addicting, too.
And I'll be honest with you, I've done several plays like that, local community plays, and just that instant reaction, you know, whether it be just like the audience busting out laughing at something you said, it's one of the best feelings in the world.
Right?
Mm-hmm, it really is.
Yeah, it's crazy, too, because it's like you're sharing something with a complete
mm-hmm.
stranger, but that's what's also so great, is that you can be connected with
mm-hmm.
this stranger. And, like, you know, I just think about, you know, like, have you ever met somebody who, like, is wearing a T-shirt of your favorite TV show? You instantly
mm-hmm.
have, you know, like, or, like, you see another General Hospital fan, like, just
right.
randomly walking, and they're wearing, like, a General Hospital T-shirt, and it's just
right.
like, oh, my gosh,
wow.
I instantly... you know, have a new friend. I instantly can talk
right.
to you about this great thing that I love so much. And it just, like, it brings so many people together, and it's such
mm-hmm.
a, you know what I mean? It's, like, that's
oh, yeah.
so awesome. It's just pure human connection, and it's,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, I think it's so, like, that's so important in life, and
mm-hmm.
it's so easy to forget and to not
mm-hmm.
take the time to cherish it.
Well, we only have probably about 30 seconds. Wow. 30 minutes flew
that
by, didn't it?
So quickly.
30 minutes flew by, didn't it?
Yes.
I wanted to thank you for taking the time to do this, and you've got a open invitation back to the show whenever you want to come back on.
Thank you for having me. Definitely.
Yeah. And I'll be talking with you on Twitter, okay?
Okay, that sounds fantastic.
All right, thank you, Lindsay.
All right, great. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye, Cody. Bye. Bye.
Well, that was probably one of the most fun and funniest interviews I've probably ever done. Lindsay Morgan, I'll be honest with y'all, is an absolute sweetheart. And I'm rambling, so I'll go ahead and end this episode right now. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.